Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the resurrection, we were talking about the order in which the saints will be resurrected and the quickness of that resurrection. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When Jesus raises us at the rapture, those that are dead in Christ, they're going to have a new glorified body. And we that are alive, our bodies are going to be changed instantly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Not the blink of an eye, but the twinkling. A twinkling makes a blink look like slow motion. We're going to be changed that quick. Every man in his own order. Now, that disproves the general resurrection theory. They say, well, everybody's going to be raised at the same time, and some are going to be put on this side to go to hell, others on this side to go to heaven. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. It's Christ first, then the resurrection of the saved dead at the rapture, followed by we which remain and are alive. And then at the end of the tribulation, the ones who died in Christ during that tribulation time will also be resurrected. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, we read this, "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." In other words, here are disembodied souls that are in heaven. They were killed during the tribulation. Yes, some people will get saved during the tribulation, but to get saved then, it'll cost you your head. And here are disembodied souls that are under the altar in heaven, and they're pleading with God, saying, Lord, how long? You see, they want those glorified bodies that they see that the others who received them at the rapture got. And they want that. There's something about that glorified body that makes people want to have it. John started to fall down and worship the one that was telling him all these prophecies in Revelation. And the guy said, see thou do it not, I'm one of the prophets. I've just got a glorified body. In other words, he's saying, worship God. There's something about that glorified body that must be great, that it would cause a man such as the apostle want to fall down and worship it. Now, we are raised in Revelation chapter 4. The lost are raised about 1,007 years later in Revelation 20. Our judgment is in 2 Corinthians 5:10, where it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Judgment seat is called Bema seat. The judgment seat or Bema seat of Christ. That we may receive the things done in this body, whether it be good or bad. However, in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, there are those that appear before the great white throne. Now, we who are at the judgment seat of Christ are going to go to heaven. The judgment seat will not determine heaven or hell. It will just determine our rewards in heaven. Some will be saved and will shine as the stars forever. Some will be saved so as by fire you'll be ashamed. And you'll just be in heaven, but not ruling and reigning with Him. The white throne judgment is similarly, everyone there is going to the lake of fire. It's just that it'll be worse for some than it will be others. And so, verse 24 of our text said, then cometh the end. Verses 24 through 26, look at that end. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Now, there's been a 1,000-year millennium. After the 7-year tribulation, there's a 1,000-year millennium. The armies of the earth once more try to rise up against God. He defeats them. The white throne judgment takes place. And then cometh the end. And so, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Oh, my friend, there is victory in Jesus. All rule, authority, and power are put under him. Be it nuclear force, communism, humanism, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, secularism. He must reign until all is put under him. This is after the final rebellion of verse 24. Then he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, as we read in verse 25. And the last enemy, here in 1 Corinthians 15:26, is death. We look at physical death. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, we read again, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." If Christ tarries his coming, death will affect you. When we were born into this world, we were born dead, spiritual death, separated from God. Do you realize the word death does not mean ceasing to exist or cessation, but it means separation? When your body dies, your spirit and soul separates from your body, and it either goes to be with the Lord or it goes to hell. When you were born into this world, you were born spiritually dead, that is, separated from God. But when you received Christ as Savior, you were united back once again with God, and nothing will ever again be able to separate you from Christ, like sin did to Adam in the garden. That's why one can read in Romans chapter 8 and verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." All I can say to that is hallelujah forever, because that is the everlasting truth. And at that time, at the white throne, death and hell are cast into the eternal lake of fire. Revelation 20:14-15 says this, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was now found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, my friend, is your name in the book of life? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Now, you say, how was hell cast into the lake of fire? There is a difference between hell and the lake of fire. Hell is the place where a soul goes when he dies, if he dies without the Lord Jesus Christ. The rich man in Luke chapter 16 said, "I am tormented in this flame." And hell was a reality. It was a place of torment. It was a place of flame. But the soul stayed there, reserved for this white throne judgment at the end of the millennium. And then they are caught up. The Bible says the sea gives up the dead which are in it, the graves, everything gives up the dead, wherever they died. They come. And they're brought before the white throne of God. The books are read, which contains their works, and then they're judged according to those things, and each one there is cast into the lake of fire. As we said, it'd be worse for some than it is for others. So what is the difference then if it's going from a hell and torments to another lake of fire and torment? It's this. A man is arrested and found guilty. He is kept in jail until his sentencing, and then he is sent to the state prison. And that is what It is now. Hell is a temporary thing, but the lake of fire is eternal. And all those who die in this flesh without Christ will go not only to hell, but they'll go to the lake of fire according to the word of God. Now verses 27 and 28 here, 1 Corinthians 15 says, "For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." Now understand here, the reason that we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, the reason we celebrate Easter, is that Jesus Christ is victorious over death and hell. Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death, and that's important. You see, we were to be delivered from that place. And that's why Jesus is the only way. When his body was in the ground, his spirit actually went down to the depths of hell. The Bible says that he preached to the spirits in prison. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. You see, our condemnation was death. And so Christ died for us. Our sentence was hell. So Christ went to hell for us. But our pardon is in the resurrection. Jesus rose up from the dead. Therefore, he is the way and the truth. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Now again, you look at verse 27. All things are put under his feet. And then I think of Hebrews 2:8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now, we see not yet all things put under him. In other words, it all hasn't happened yet. But since God says it, it's as good as done. We don't see it now. And we wonder why things like AIDS, murder, terrorism, rape, and on down the line, how can those things abound? And how can so many people be hurt? Well, my friend, understand, God is still in control. He has just allowed man to have a free will. Now, God is not governed by the wickedness of man. Man cannot speed up or slow down God. God has developed his own timetable. It will all happen according to his plan and at his precise time. Only he knows the day and the hour that all things will happen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33 and 36, Jesus told us, no man knows the day or the hour. However, he could know when it's at the doors. Just like an expectant mother, you see a lady that is great with child. You can say, well, I don't know what day she's to be delivered. I don't know her due date. I don't know any of that, but I know that it's near. You can tell just by looking at her. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.